defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Here in the GunBroker.com studios with you. How the heck are you today? Boy, you Facebook people, you live video viewers are getting the show an hour later today. We've got some testing ongoing today in the studios, and we want to make sure that everything's running right. So we're going to put the video up for you an hour later. If you're tuned in live now on an app, and that's why you're not seeing it out there, and I did put a note out there for you. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios with me. How the heck are you today on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone? As usual, I have a million places to go, too many things to talk about, and simply not enough time. So we're going to get started, and part of what I'm going to talk about today is probably going to anger you a little bit. I think it's going to anger some of you simply because of the topic, just the nature of what it is we've got to deal with out there. But we'll get to all that in just a second, I promise you. You know what? Let me just go there right now. Hey, Greg, can I bring your mic live? Greg, how are you today? You there? All right. Greg's working behind the scenes over there, but you heard him. Greg is filling in for Shanto today, which is a good thing because Shanto is out. He's got some stuff he's got to do. So I just want to let you know that and bring him in and welcome him to the GunBroker.com studios today. Greg, how you doing, brother? Always a pleasure working with you, man. Second Amendment Foundation, let's get started. Before I go to numbers, I'll get to those numbers later. I don't want to get too angry now, get Mark out of the box. Second Amendment Foundation has added another press release to what has been a number of press releases this week. They've added plaintiffs and amending the federal lawsuit that they filed in New Jersey against Governor Phil Murphy. The Second Amendment Foundation today amended the complaint in the federal case against Phil Murphy and State Police Superintendent Patrick Callahan, that's in their official capacities, adding several plaintiffs to the case, which is huge. Huge. More plaintiffs, more evidence against the governor's wrongdoing and violation of civil rights under the color of law by shutting down firearms dealerships in the Garden State. So needless to say that joining the Second Amendment Foundation and its original co-plaintiffs, Gina DeFazio, Jontel Platts, We Told Kwiatkowski, Legacy Indoor Range and Armory LLC, and the Firearms Policy Coalition, which is ginormous, that the FPC is getting in there as well. The original plaintiffs were the Second Amendment Foundation, as you know, Legends Firearms, and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society and Robert Kaczynski. They're being represented in this case by two amazing attorneys, David Jensen of New York and Adam Kraut of California. Of course, both of them very, very well known for their civil rights, their noted civil rights work in the field of law. So they're great. Murphy and Callahan, as I said, are being sued in their official capacities. The case originally filed in the U.S. District Court for the state of Jersey is Kaczynski v. Murphy. And we want to follow this thing from beginning to end because there's some, and we'll get to some of it. I want to get to some of the other governors here in a minute. I want to ask you some questions and get you thinking, why, what's going on here? What's going on there? These are Democrats. Why are some doing this and some doing that? We're going to cover as much of it as we can. But that's the Second Amendment Foundation. Let me give a quote from Gottlieb. We're thrilled to be joined by our friends at FPC, along with other New Jersey residents whose Second Amendment rights are being trampled by Governor Murphy's order. As we say in our amended complaint, Murphy's order has forcibly eliminated all lawful channels of access to constitutionally protected arms by requiring that people leave their home, not leave their homes, to legally purchase firearms and ammunition, even if they follow public health guidance for social distancing. Their rights are being denied. To guarantee this violation, Murphy has mandated the closure of all retail businesses that sell firearms, and the state police has closed the portal on their website for firearms background checks individually and collectively. These actions amount to a ban on obtaining firearms in the state of Jersey. Now, Gottlieb goes on to mention 10 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court proclaimed that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right, but it's being treated that way in Jersey. The right to keep and bear arms is not subject to the whims of any state official, and it's time for that message to be delivered clearly by the federal courts. And Alan couldn't be more true. It's as simple as that. Like this virus, like this lockdown in this country, this has got to stop. All of this has to stop. And we'll get there in just a few minutes. So an example locally in the state of New Jersey. A local gun dealer, not the state of New Jersey. I'm looking at it on the screen. Here in the state of Georgia, where I reside, gun dealer suing Athens Clark shelter in place ordinance. This is interesting for a number of reasons. You might remember who this guy is, but he's a gun store owner suing Athens Clark County, which is the joint county governments of Athens and Clark, over its emergency shelter in place ordinance, calling it a quote unquote an abuse of police power. Lawyers for Clyde Armory owner Andrew Clyde say the ordinance violates the U.S. and state constitutions. Here's what he has to say about it. There's no rational basis that requires gun stores to cease their business operations, period. And he's right. While residents of Athens pull together. Now, I want you to take a listen to what the mayor said. This is part of what's going to anger you. The mayor. He's got 217 Twitter followers. The mayor is like, I think it's like 200 in his private, and I think his latest YouTube video, if I'm not mistaken, had I think about 1200 or 1300 views. I mean, this guy's like a really popular mayor, apparently, right? Here's what he had to say. I want you to listen to this smart ass. While residents of Athens pull together to protect the health and welfare of everyone in the region, we will not be distracted by wasteful filings that lack legal standing. As I carry my banana peels and coffee grounds to my compost heap, I have room for this too, he said in an email. That's what the mayor said regarding the lawsuit against we're talking about a mayor here. Nonetheless, with only a couple hundred Twitter followers or something stupid like that, who believes he has the power. And of course he is. I can hear it now. He's a what? He's a Democrat. Of course he is. These people are the usual suspects. And what this guy is doing is giving himself he feels he has the authority, like most of them do, to just trample all over your constitutional rights. But I'm going to read that one more time because I want you to hear, we make up our own words on this show. I love it. The smart-assedness of this loser in Athens Clark. Wow, this is what he thinks of you and your constitutional rights. While residents of Athens pull together to protect the health and welfare of everyone in the region, we will not be distracted by wasteful filings that lack legal standing. In other words, the gun shop owner shouldn't be able to file suit because he's been shut down by some rinky-dink two-bit Democrat mayor. Because according to the rinky-dink two-bit Democrat mayor with a couple hundred Twitter followers, he lacks legal standing to do so, even though he's a gun shop owner and has been shut down by the two-bit rinky-dink 217 Twitter-following Democrat mayor. He somehow lacks the standing to do so. Then he goes on, as I carry my banana peels and coffee grounds to my compost heap, I have room for this too. Because I guess he's not considered an essential business. So the dealer's lawyers are asking Athens Clark County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard to issue an emergency injunction stopping enforcement of the two-bit 217 Twitter-following Democrat loser mayor's edict that somehow this guy's above God, the Constitution, and can do whatever he wants. And this is where I think Americans, and I'm sensing this today, and maybe you are, maybe you're not, but I'm getting the sense, and I'm actually beginning to see a shift a little bit in coverage. I'm beginning to see people in the media actually talking about this as if we've had enough. How many Fox News viewers in the afternoon want to continue to watch Bill Hemmer pointing out to little screens and giving death counts every day? I'm going to give you some numbers when we come back from this break because they're important. But I'm beginning to sense that shift. I think there's a shift coming via coverage, etc. I think it's right around the corner. I think it's coming. And you know what we're going to do today, too? We're going to do a Shannon Watts stupid tweet of the day. Just because we can, I've backed back into her Twitter account. She doesn't know that yet. I'm sure she'll snag me. And, you know, it's just a matter of time that I'm not going to be able to be quiet when you read the garbage over there. At some point in time, I'm going to probably say something that's going to get me banned again from there. But that's okay. That's okay. I did want you to hear. Oh, who I said you might remember this guy. This guy who, let me get his name again. Clyde. Andrew Clyde made headlines. He's the guy that had a bill passed, a federal bill passed with his name on it, and I don't have the bill in front of me. I apologize. But it limits the power of the IRS to seize your stuff in the absence of some type of criminal wrongdoing. In other words, they can't say, oh, that dude's got $100,000 in his briefcase. He must be doing something wrong. Give us your money. We've been seeing stuff like that for years. The IRS had seized nearly $1 million of his in bank deposits, saying they were suspicious, but there was no criminal wrongdoing. He got most of his money back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mic. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I was going over some numbers with my colleague down in Dallas, Texas, Greg, running the boards today in Sean's absence. He's got big shoes to fill, he says. And I want to give you some of these numbers because I am sensing a shift, and I think you probably are too. A big shift. It's time to get this country moving. It's time that we stand up and not let this bury this nation any longer. I want to apologize for this. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. I don't want to do it while I'm on the air with you, but it was estimated 327,281,000 Americans. So we could say it was 325. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference if you say it's 320. But we do know, according to statistics that I saw on Fox News, 35 minutes before this show went to airtime today, that would be at about 3:30 Eastern time, 1:30 Pacific time, 76,514 Americans had contracted a virus out of 327,281,000. That means 327,201,918 of us have not. That's what that means. The number of deaths, and this matters. What does this have to do with guns? This all has everything to do with guns. I'm going to take it there in a second. There's always a method to the madness here. As of 3:30 Eastern time this afternoon, 1,143 Americans had died from coronavirus out of the 76,514 that contracted it. That means today at 3:30 Eastern time, 327,279,857 of us didn't die from coronavirus. But here's what's, as we say down south, fitting to happen in real world America today. 1,773 of us are going to die of heart disease. 1,641 of us are going to die of some form of cancer. This is today. Today and tomorrow and the day after, 365 days a year. These numbers are daily. 465 Americans will slip and fall or some kind of accident a day. By the way, accidents regarding firearms aren't even statistically significant in that number every single day. When you consider 327 million Americans, we're going to have some fun and pick on Shannon Watts here in a little bit. But boy, oh boy, when I tell you some of these other numbers, this will blow your mind here. 401 people are going to die from strokes today in America. Right now, today, 332 of us will die of Alzheimer's. 228 will die of diabetes. 305 people a day in a six-month period from October through March, maybe April, will die from the flu. 47,000 Americans will take their own lives annually. And we left out car wrecks, all kinds of other stuff in here. And the point that I'm trying to make is that it's time to get back to work in America and let Americans do what they do best. And that's fix a problem and lead the world in the process. Now, why do I give you this? What does that have to do with guns? Because those numbers I gave you from coronavirus have literally destroyed the right to bear, not just the right to bear arms, but that's what we focus on here. The right to bear arms across the country by the usual suspects who would choose to do so. But you know what? There's a weird dynamic in play as well, because some of those usual suspects aren't. And I want to get into that a little bit. Here's why. A virus has brought the most powerful nation, I'm going to say, ever on Earth, seemingly to its knees. And the line between our liberties and our freedoms and what we're willing to give up here is a very fine one. We're going to look back at this in the very near future, weeks, and say, what the hell happened? That's going to happen. I promise you that's going to happen. And we're going to have to sit back and examine what happened in the rearview mirror, which is always high-definition 4K vision. It always is. When we look back in the rearview mirror, we can see things much, much clearer. And the more time that passes, the clearer and clearer we can see them. How do we know that? History proves that to us. We know that to be the case. So we're going to look back. After I talk with you today, I'm going to, at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you what I think needs to be done about all of this. It's not rocket science. The New York Times, this is where I'd go to those coronavirus numbers. The New York Times, no friend of gun owners, no friend of conservatives at all, certainly no friend of yours and mine. Coronavirus and firearms are gun shops' essential businesses. The mere fact that the New York Times even puts that out as a headline, that's the question of the day that people want to know. Are gun shops essential businesses? The Second Amendment is found to be a guaranteed, individually recognized right, which means that the gun shop that supplies the means to exercise that right, it's not even open for discussion. And they're asking the question, are gun shops essential businesses? Hey, New York Times, would you agree that Scalia and the Heller decision made it very clear that the right to bear arms was an individual right? I can read you the quotes. I'm not going to do it now. I can read you the passages. They know. They can't disagree with that. They would. They'll make their typical leftist case that that's not what Scalia meant, even though that's what he said. But you and I know better than that. Of course, that's why people are still trying to buy guns, and that's why gun shops aren't out of business, because of course we have a right to keep and bear arms. And in order to keep and bear arms, the New York Times, if they followed it to its logical conclusion, would have to agree that gun shops are essential because that's where we pick up our wares, and not just guns and ammo, but it's where we get clothing, maybe survival gear, maybe camping gear, knives, of course, the ammunition and the guns necessary that we need, and the ammo necessary for those guns, but lots of other stuff. They sell coffee. Many of those gun shops sell Defender coffee, for crying out loud. There's my shameless plug, defendercoffee.com. Many of them sell lots of different things. They sell shirts. They sell clothing. They sell coolers. These are hardware stores. And you know, it wasn't too long ago, and in some hardware stores today, you still can. But it wasn't long ago that hardware stores had firearms on their shelves. That was part and parcel of their offerings at a hardware store, when you could walk in and literally buy a gun at a hardware store, and you didn't have to have your rights infringed in the process to do it. As many Americans who have been sold a bill of goods but now want a gun have found, oh, hey, wait a minute, I think I've been sold a bill of goods, are finding out. So it's, well, I haven't even got past the headline here. Coronavirus anxiety has contributed to a boom in gun sales, but some states have ordered dealers to close alongside other businesses. Some states have. Pennsylvania tried. Pennsylvania's Democrat, and he's no friend to gun owners, Tom Wolf, the governor, walked it back. Yes, he did. We talked about it yesterday. He walked it back. So are firearms and gun shops, or are firearms businesses essential? When we come back, I'm going to tell you just about how essential they are from someone who is usually one of the usual suspects that just slapped one of the other usual suspects right up the head with a copy of the rolled up copy of the Constitution and an order in the state of California. Back right after this. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are, in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone today. It's great to be with you. Remember, you can watch the program on Armed American Radio's Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Last few days, as we're going through some testing, we were running the program live. We're going to delay it an hour today because we're testing some studio connectivity deals. We want to make sure that we don't drop anything to our affiliates. We had some internet connections around the country now are getting spotty. I can promise you the studios here have some very powerful connections, but they are being taxed right now with millions and millions of Americans forced home by their local state governments because of the virus. And it's time to end this madness, quite frankly. Now I'm going to get the question. What about schools? You got school-age kids. People, you got to be smart, okay? Don't do stupid things. And don't forget the fact that you already know how to wash your hands, okay? You don't need Dr. Mahatma Oz or whatever his name is on Fox News to retrain you how to wash your hands, for gosh sakes. When it, do the things you would normally do in flu season. And when somebody walks by and they're sick as a dog or shows up in your office, say, get out of here, man. Go home. We don't want that crap and that crud. That's what Americans, we've always done those things. Trust me, we'll get through this. I promise you. But they're going to ask about the kids. You got kids. Our governor today, 2.5 hours before we took to airwaves today live, issued the schools to stay closed another month through April 27th. My kids are on a modified school year. They get a break every 6 weeks. They're off essentially Memorial Day. They go back to school August 2nd. So they have a very, very short summertime, very short summertime. And they're all wanting to go back to school now. But it is a smart thing, I believe, to, you know, because those places are petri dishes. Just like large gatherings, I had no problem with the National Rifle Association when you got this thing out there, you know, making people sick. You want to keep it to an absolute minimum. I have no problem with that at all. And, you know, the schools, kids come home with a cold, everybody's got it. It's just the way it is. The place is a petri dish. So I don't have a problem with that. And I'm hopeful, though, that come April 27th, things will be up and running, and that will be an indication. But, yeah, I mean, you keep the kids safe and you stay out of those gatherings. I don't think it's a good idea to be doing some of those things right now. I certainly wouldn't want to be shaking thousands of people's paws at the National Rifle Association convention, you know, in a few days with this crap going around either, because I don't want to get it, even though I think I've actually had it, believe it or not. That's for another show. All right, L.A. sheriff clashes with county lawyer. Now, Villanueva, the L.A. county sheriff, this guy's unbelievable. These are the people that get Angry Mark out of the box. These are the people that bring Angry Listener out of the box. These are the people that you want to, you just want to look at him and say, who do you think you are? What makes you think that you can speak the way you do to me as a citizen? Who do you think you are? What power, what kind, and it's hard to understand that, but we see a lot of the same characteristics in people like Cuomo and people like de Blasio and people like, oh, I don't know, pick one, maybe Michael Bloomberg and many others. These people get just drunk on power. L.A. sheriff issued a statement that was so outrageous, just outrageous, about shutting down gun stuff. Here's what he had to say. And if I can find it here, I wasn't looking to just rag on him, but he made the comment that essentially, I'll paraphrase without, and if I can find it, if I search through here, I really wasn't planning on doing that. But the fact of the matter is he made the comment that it's just not necessary for you to have a gun. And he was talking about panic buying. He said, the gun stores, we don't need to be serving people who are panic buying. Well, first of all, who the hell are you? Here it is. A stay-at-home order is not a license for everyone to be panic gun buying or rushing to stores, which is now what we're seeing. Hey, Villanueva, that's none of your business, punk. None of your business. I buy what I want to buy when I want, particularly a constitutionally protected item that I want to use to defend my family from a shop that is open, that you can't close because the Constitution gives me, we do not suspend our constitutional rights because you think so. Now, there's this weird dynamic in play, isn't there? Well, first let me say this about Villanueva. He did clash with the county attorney. The county attorney turned around and said to him, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's going to happen. Because we've spoken to some folks around the state, and it is of my opinion, it's my opinion, that the order cannot close those gun shops. They need to be able to. They need to be able to stay open. And as I said before, they don't just sell guns. So you got to look. You know, he had to backtrack. He didn't like doing that. Believe me, Once you give power, sick, hungry people like this power, they're loathe to give it up. Loathe to give it up. Los Angeles, the nation's largest county with 10 million residents, enacted a stay-at-home order. Villanueva had said gun stores were not essential businesses and they had been selling to the public through a loophole. You know what that loophole is? Say it. I can hear you now. The Constitution is what this guy thinks the gun shops selling guns against his order or against the order of the governor is a loophole, allowing them to stay open. Many attracting long lines of customers. Let's put that in perspective. Many of them attracting long lines of liberal customers who are now finding out that they got to wait 10 days to get a gun. Well, I got to wait 10 days to get a gun. I should be able to get one. You shouldn't. Oh, but the county order and an executive order from the governor does not specifically mention gun shops, prompting the L.A. County Council's office, and I'm quoting, to issue a statement hours later on Tuesday saying it has, quote, opined that gun stores qualify as essential businesses. Therefore, Villanueva, too bad for you. And he had to backtrack. Now, you know he didn't want to backtrack. You know he didn't want to backtrack. But look what we've seen in Illinois, for example. Mr. Gottlieb has talked about it on the show with me two times about the Illinois governor deeming firearms. And he didn't argue. He didn't have to be sued into compliance like Wolf did. He didn't argue out of the get-go. Firearms, the stores are legitimate essential businesses. From a guy who would be one of those, what, usual suspects, right? Yeah, so it's crazy. It's crazy, isn't it? Compare him to Murphy. Compare him to Cuomo. You know, I got a couple letters from people up in New York. We air on a huge station up in Long Island on the Monster Cast in the biggest market in the country. Arguably the biggest market in the world. And there were some folks up there saying, hey, you know, you were talking about why you didn't want Cuomo on your news down there. You didn't vote for him. It's not your state. It's because he's doing a great job, and it's because he's doing what he's got to do. And, you know, he's only trying to do this, and I agree with this about gun shops and, you know, this kind of thing. And I had to remind a couple people. I said, you do not live in a free state. You've been duped. You've been suckered by these people. Come to Georgia as a resident. Change your residence. Come down here, get a driver's license, and buy a gun. Guess what? You can walk out with it as long as you got your perp. You still have to take a NICS check, just like you do in New York. But you can take it home with as many magazines as you want, as big a round count as you want. And you don't have to sit here and go through the nonsense and get FOID cards and licenses and all kinds of crap. And if you want to get your concealed license, it's not just a concealed license, it's a weapons license. Yeah, we shouldn't need one. We're working on fixing that. 16 states have. It's called constitutional carry. But if you want to do that in Georgia, guess what? You go over to the probate court county you decide to move into, you pay $77, which in and of itself is an infringement, but it's the best we got right now. And you don't have to take 10 hours or 2 days of training because Cuomo mandated it. There's no SAFE Act written into law in the middle of the night because of something that happened in another state that gave this power-hungry madman the desire to want to restrict your freedoms more and treat you as a criminal, as a law-abiding citizen, because of the actions of that lunatic Adam Lanza. You walk in, you pay him $77. A few days later, your concealed weapons license shows up in the mail. Carry your gun. Those folks don't live in free states. When we come back, I'm going to continue that because I got to go to Connecticut. I was unable to finish my thought before the break, but we'll get there in just a second because this weird dynamic's in play. I'll explain the difference when we get back. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back, indeed, inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Please support all of our sponsors. I'll just name a few of them right now, but Emerson. I was going to be hearing from Ernie Emerson. I spoke with Ernie today, really early in the morning. Emersons are up early making knives out in California, out there in Southern California, taking care of business. They're an essential business. They're out there working like crazy. So support Emerson Knives. They do a lot of work with the Navy and other contracts as well, too. So they're flat out essential. Defender Coffee's cranking it out, man. I've had to up my bags. If you're watching on here, here's my mug here. It's get filled with Defender Coffee. Been drinking it all day long. I'm going to have to add another bag to it, I guess, now that my wife's all over the organic stuff as well. But we got Lead Slinger's Whiskey, of course, Car Arms, North American Arms. This is the GunBroker.com studios. My gosh, please make sure to sign up over at GunBroker and visit them. If you don't feel like going out, it's a great time to be looking at those auctions, man. I can promise you. I do it every single day. That's what I try to do. And I kind of look forward to lunch now to do all that stuff. So make sure that you support all of our sponsors, MyPillow.com and Bursa. Let's not forget Bursa, that little Thunder 380. I put off my purchase on that on hold because I have firearms that I can use in a time of crisis. And there are a lot of people who need guns right now. They're in very short supply in a lot of places. They are here where I am outside the ATL, just like everywhere else. So I left. I made the decision not to purchase that gun. We'll wait until after this passes. And it's going to pass. I promise you. I promise you we are not going to be eating our neighbors until somebody that survives stuck a butter knife in our head. This is not The Walking Dead. The coverage is over the top. Please, if you can, to the best of your abilities, live your life. Get your face out of this ridiculous coverage, okay? Let's go to Connecticut from where I was before. You know, I mentioned a couple other governors, and I want to make it very clear that when I say the usual suspects, I'm seeing a crack here. There's a split. And I mentioned earlier in the first segment, I'm going to give you an idea of what I'd like to see happen. And I have it here. I've been thinking about this throughout the day today. So we'll go there in just a minute. And it will wind up being fodder for other conversations on Armed American Radio. But the Connecticut governor, Ned Lamont, this guy's no friend of your gun rights. This guy was urging the legislature to pass more gun control when he took power. Governor urges lawmakers to vote on gun laws. It was an Eyewitness News 3 report, I believe, from last year, I think, April. It was April 20th of last year. Well, guess what? Guess what the deal is in Connecticut today? Gun shops are named, they are not only essential businesses, but they are named by name, guns and firearms, as essential businesses. Now, yesterday when we were on the air live at 4:35, I believe it was, when we came back from a break, I told you during the break that my local city, now I'm in a weird place. I can actually pick one of two zip codes. I can deem myself to be in this little town over here, or I can deem myself to be in this little town over here, and I don't have to move to do it. It's kind of one of those strange things. But I chose to be in the unincorporated area. I don't have to abide by some of those laws in the incorporated area. I'm right there on the border. And the town that I live in, through the zip code that I picked, I know it sounds crazy, but it's true, issued an order, a shelter-in-place order. And as I was talking with you yesterday, I didn't have time to go through that order. But in number 9, I spoke to a couple gun shops after we got off the air together yesterday. And number 9 covers the gun shops under hardware and essentials and safety to keep people safe. But it doesn't mention, even down here in the semi-rural South, it does not mention gun shops by name. Connecticut's does. I find that odd. Don't you find that strange? I find that weird. I find it weird that Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat who is no friend of my gun rights, actually, when the case goes to the Supreme Court of the state and they refuse to hear it, actually pays attention to the dissent of 3 justices who urged the governor in their dissents to keep gun shops open. Why? Why would Illinois, usually no friend of our governor, we didn't have to go after him, would have? Why did he do that? So that begs, this is what we're going to start to learn. This is what we're finding out as we move through this. And when we come back and look at this garbage in the rearview mirror, and that's what we're going to look at it as, we're going to come back and look at this and say, okay, we need to make some changes. This should never happen again. Now, we're going to do one of 2 things here. Either the Supreme Court's going to have to step up in a case that was brought at this time and render a decision so that we never have to deal with this again, so that individuals in New Jersey do not have to go through what they're going through right now, when even other gun haters of their own party running other gun-hating states are not. And, of course, those of us in free states don't have to worry. This is America. This is a constitutional right that we're talking about. We should never have a division here. We're going to be able to look back in the mirror. Yeah, we don't even need to look back in the mirror to tell us that we need to do this and we need to fix this now. One of 2 things. I believe that there needs to be legislation immediately. Now, are we going to get that through the House of Representatives with nasty Pelosi? More than likely not. However, The Democrat governor in Illinois deemed gun shops essential. So did Tom Wolf. Now, maybe Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania did it because he knew when he was probably advised by one of his attorneys, dude, they're going to continue to sue you into compliance, and guess what? They're going to win. Connecticut's governor, a Democrat. Some of these gun grabbers have members of their own party who are gun grabbers that actually understand this. So there's a separation between gun shops, right, and the right to bear arms, or is there? I'd love to know what Wolf is thinking. I would love to know what Connecticut's governor is thinking. I would love to know what Murphy's thinking, and why is he thinking differently than these others who are generally no friends of ours? These are great questions. As far as this host is concerned, I would love to see some legislation that sees to it that deems at the federal level. I mean, these are federal firearms licensees. So it would seem to me that we should have a federal law in place that if you have a federal firearms license, this never happens to you again. That no state, no local goofball, tyrant mayor like that idiot in Athens, Clark, who along with the banana peel and coffee grounds that he's taking out to his compost is also taking your constitutional rights. This rinky-dink goofball with 217 Twitter followers that I think garnered a whole 1,500 or something views on his dopey on YouTube, what is it, YouTube page or something stupid like that? And this guy's got the authority, legally and morally, to tell you what you can and can't buy during. No, it doesn't work that way. Federal authorities need to squash these people immediately. There needs to be some legislation. These are federal firearms licensees, and these people need, absolutely 100% need, the protection of legislation that sees to it that it's that this is stopped. Because guess what? The fact that this happened to America over this, I can promise you, the leftists have seen what can happen to this country in a matter of hours, particularly when they control the media. I used to say this years ago, control the media, control the message. Control the message, control the masses. We've known that they've known that for a long, long time. Propaganda is what it's called. And they're very, very, very good at it. Shannon Watts, let me tell you what Shannon Watts has up in her. See, let's find a stupid tweet. Here's what she says in her description. Founder of Moms Demand, grassroots army of Everytown, NRA's worst nightmare. NRA's head, rent-free. Really? Seems to be the other way around, because like the next 16 tweets are all about her obsession with the NRA. Who's living in whose head rent-free, Shannon? I don't think the NRA really gives a crap about you. We're going to get up and do this all again tomorrow because we can. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, particularly now. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.